Part 1. Why Emerging Generations Are Changing. 1. I probably wouldn't like Christians if I were one. Christians are hard to tolerate. I don't know how Jesus does it. Bono. I hate going to the gym. I am not an athlete, unless you consider bowling and shooting pool to be sports. But I do believe God wants us to take care of our bodies. So during certain seasons of the year, with good intentions, I make attempts to go to the gym for a workout. For someone like me, it's awkward enough trying to use the weights and gym equipment, but it's even more awkward because of the mirrors they have all around, so you have to look at your awkward self as you fumble with the weights and equipment. But I know it's important to go, so on this one occasion I decide to try a different gym. This one had a bunch of new hydraulic weight machines and an attendant who would show you how to use them, which worked out well for me because I didn't feel so naive and didn't have to fumble around trying to figure things out on my own. And this gym didn't have any mirrors, either. No bleeping way you're a pastor. Pastors are creepy. The instructor, a girl probably around 23 years old, seemed really nice. She made conversation the whole time she was showing me how to use the machines. She talked about music and how she really liked a few bands that were popular in the 1980s, such as The Cure, Susie and the Banshees, and The Smiths. I was familiar with these bands and had even seen two of them live, so we instantly had a musical connection. We talked about the music scene and about other 80s musicians and bands from England that we both liked. At the end of the loop of machines she was showing me, she wrapped up her instruction and asked me what I do for a living. Since I don't try to hide it, I said, "I'm a pastor at a church." Her expression changed as she took two steps backward and tripped on the leg of the machine next to her. "No bleeping way you're a pastor. I don't believe you." It took several minutes to convince her I really am a pastor. She said there was no way that a pastor would ever have liked The Smiths or The Cure, and she was shocked because I seemed normal and not at all what she thought a Christian, and especially a pastor, would be like. Her strong reaction made me wonder why she would think that, so I asked what she thought a pastor would be like. She said, "Pastors are creepy." She went on to say that pastors are out to try to proselytize people to become right-wing Republicans, and that they hate homosexuals, and that a pastor definitely wouldn't know who the Smiths or Susie and the Banshees are. When I asked her if she knew any other pastors, she said no. Instead, her impressions came from stories she has read, from what she sees on TV, from the occasional street preacher she has seen, and from some encounters with Christians during college. It's not just California. You may be thinking that this woman's view would be different if that health club weren't in California. But I have lived in New Jersey, Colorado, and California, as well as in England for a year and in Israel for several months, and I've traveled enough to know that this is a widespread view. In certain areas of the country which are more conservative, such as the Bible Belt, there is a strong historical Christian presence, and churches are everywhere. There is some degree of cultural respect for Christians and church leaders, and so you might not find such a strong reaction as the trainers. But please don't assume that even in conservative...